Hamlet and his lover. As Juliet died, Romeo turned to his secret lover, Hamlet. The young man and his elder lover frequently met in the forest, so their relationship would not be discovered. Now that Romeo didn't have to meet Juliet any longer to cover up his true desire, the two lovers have enough time to strengthen their relationship.
What unholy joy I feel to have lost my dear Juliet. The Lord doth sure plan my farewell as well for all the sinners I brought upon myself. The stars weren't aligned in favor for my dear Juliet, but therefore thou art next to me right on the night of her death.
Romeo, though mon coeur, my heart cannot see you drown in pain. The light that Juliet saw was meant to bring us together. Her sacrifice was due for your redemption. Life will always be the guide to a heart that beats for two souls.
La vie, c'est un vrai putain. Death should not be the solution.
You shouldn't break over a higher force. Thy Juliet is gone, and you are here with me. Cast the united color off. Come close to my chest, feeling every beat of my heart, every beat dedicated to you. Do not weep about the dark past, but feel joy for what's to come.
I should give those thoughts a rest to find my way back to the light. A bright future might be just around the night. Vous avez raison.
A rest, my dear, you deserve indeed. May you tell me how our bond will continue?
For now, all I want is to be in your arms, closely snug, nothing more.
Do you think much about Juliet? Is she still on your mind?
Hamlet, my mind is a dark place right now. The world couldn't seem more melancholic to me. All my conscience began to shake, and now I'm here with thee, but I do not...
Though do not what?
I do not know how to grieve. I curse my fate with you here, my well-kept secret, though I wouldn't want to be any other place. I cannot imagine what people would say if they knew I'm here with you, instead of drowning in deep sorrow for Juliet.
Oh, brave boy, I know it must be hard to feel lost in the monsoon of emotions, but let me ease your mind. Hence, let us be close. Let me make you feel to nothing less than cheer and excitement, so the fear of the future may become the past.
Thy sweet love brings me wealth, and so will I woo you and keep woe away from thee.
For several hours, Hamlet and Romeo enjoyed the time together. They bonded on several ways, some deeper, some not as deep. Conversations were made, and they continued to spend the next few days alone. Oh, Romeo, let's get out, take a walk through the streets and...
No! I mean, don't you believe it's not too early? What would people say so shortly after Juliet's death? Me, with someone new, with a man?
People always have to say, it's not up to them. You decide when you are ready for a new partner. The last few days made me believe that you feel comfortable around me. Don't you want to at least take a walk with me? No one knows we are more than friends.
You might be right. No one knows how I feel for you, right? I don't know if I like this masquerade. I do not want you to feel like a secret.
It's hard, yes, to live in the dark, in disguise, but I'm sure only temporarily. If you don't feel comfortable yet, I will stay your secret for a bit longer, my young lover boy. Hamlet and Romeo went for a walk, of course, only as friends. The two lovers continued to see each other in private for more than a few months. No one knew about their relationship, which led to one problem. Thou will not marry this woman.
But I ought to. It's been arranged by my parents.
It is truly what you want. Do not waste your love on somebody who doesn't value it.
My parents made a deal. I cannot let them down. I have not listened once to them for what I thought was my fate. The stars took Juliet away. They govern our conditions, and I do not want them to take you away.
Do not be naive. You also are the master of your fate. The fault, it is in yourself. Of course, you can let them down. Or do you really fancy this woman? Do you even know her? You spend more time with me than with her.
But the people, Hamlet, the people. My parents promised her family a wedding. I am a Montague and I cannot do injustice to my name. Je n'ai pas le choix.
So this is how it'll be? I'll be a little secret forever? You'd rather marry a sous just to please the people?
It is not that easy as you make it seem.
Sure it is. Be true to yourself or go and leave me. I did believe you, though I knew you lied. Talk not to me, for I'll not speak a word. Romeo could not bear to disappoint his parents. They were overjoyed that they could find him a new wife after Juliet passed away. The day of the wedding finally arrived. At the ceremony, Romeo was took by surprise. Hamlet was there and he asked him for a dance. During the dance, Hamlet revealed some life-changing news. Literally. Your parents invited me. After all, I am no stranger. Unlike this rotten orange you came hither to marry. Are you enjoying yourself?
Hamlet, you shouldn't have come. I know you won't believe me, but this is harder for me than for you. Or at least you should have told me that you will come tonight. I am taken by surprise to see you here. After everything that happened.
Perhaps you should have been told. But then, how else could I have poisoned your drink with your knowledge I'm here?
You did what?
I poisoned your drink. You wronged me. So I shall not seek your revenge? I poisoned both of your drinks. Alas, I detest to break the news to you. But you and your wife will soon join Juliet. Maybe you were destined to end up with her.
No. This won't happen, Hamlet. I know you would help me. No. Thou art not wild. I know thy heart.
Romy, thou shattered my heart. I will forever cherish in my heart of Harrods, parting with such sweet sorrow. Oh, Romeo, au revoir, mon cher. Romeo fell into Hamlet's arms and died in them. Hamlet smiling content while observing how Romeo's wife fell to the ground ungracefully.